Dear Sir, thank you for calling me into a meeting to discuss what I wrote to you before. I value your time and your interest in the things I needed to get off my chest. Choosing to remain your administrative assistant and keeping things professional is naturally the smartest course of action. But, sir, it is not what I want, and certainly not what I need. This isn't a silly schoolgirl crush, you see. This is a seething, raging heat I have inside of me. A fire that only you can extinguish, if you only tried. I want all of this to stay between us, not be the subject of office gossip. And yes, I am well aware of the company policy about dating between executives and staff, especially executive assistants, because we often work together very closely. Close enough that I smell your cologne. The cologne you wear each day, and the cologne that I bought for you last Christmas. And you bought me that beautiful red silk scarf that I love to wear. I love the feel of it against my skin. The silky fabric reminded me of crisp, cool sheets of a bed. A bed that you and I could be sharing, if you would let it. I am not stalking you about this, I promise you. If you want me to drop it, I absolutely will, for the sake of my respect for you and the love I have for my position here. But oh, sir, I want you so badly. When I'm alone in my bed at night, my hands find their way to my pussy, fervently working my clit as I imagine it's your hands, your mouth, your cock. Oh, I dream of seeing your cock, of touching it, tasting it, feeling it fill me up completely, again and again. I know you would fill me like no other man can. The heat of my desire cannot be extinguished with a mere longing glance or stolen gaze. I need more. So much more, sir. I need you. You are the only man I want. At the risk of sounding like a bit of a whore, I guess, I fantasize about you pulling me in for a kiss, ripping open my blouse, ravaging my breasts with your mouth, feeling the stubble on your cheeks against them, the friction causing a delicious burn on my delicate skin, your teeth grazing and biting my hardened nipples, your gorgeous hands skillfully removing my work clothes with ease, leaving you to gaze at my lingerie. The lingerie I mentioned in our previous communication. The lingerie I wear for you now. Today, it's red lace, a sheer bra that allows you to see the color of my areolas, the erect expanse of my nipples, and my silk red thong is a mere wisp of fabric, one that you could rip off easily using only your teeth before delving your tongue deep into my cunt, feeling its wetness, tasting its sweetness, oh, and its unrelenting need for your attention. I would ride that mouth of yours, my long toned leg encircling your neck as I grind against you, riding out my orgasm against your handsome face until it's glistening with my juices. And then, I would want you to bend me over your desk and take me right there. To pound me mercilessly. To let me know you want this as badly as I do. I really think you do. This is a raging passion, not an obsession. I need to clarify that with you. This isn't about me being desperately in love with you. This is about me wanting you to fuck me until I can't form words, let alone thoughts. This is lust and need and want. It's not a marriage proposal or anything of the like. This is me wanting you. Wanting you to own me and mark me as yours. So I can feel your cum spilling down my thighs as I try to get back to work. As if I could, to be so honest. Not sure I could get any work done after that. All I would be thinking about is feeling you deep inside my pussy. Again, and again, and again. Again, sir. Thank you so much for your time, for taking a moment to read this. I needed you to read it. I needed to say it. I wish you a beautiful rest of your day. Sincerely.